me up again. Who is the man? Who feeds Carolina's bed? To a whole new level with food. What kind of shelf like a bubble? Give me up again.
Jimmy Akbadje of the Democratic People's Alliance is just one of 22 candidates running for governor of Lagos State. He says he is the man who can provide the state's 9 million residents with good roads, electricity and security, food, water and shelter. Lagos State is home to Lagos City, Nigeria's sprawling commercial capital. The city is so large that it extends beyond the state's limits and has an estimated population of 15 million. Two out of three residents in this megacity, known for high crime and choking traffic jams, live in slums, according to local government authorities. Not surprisingly, every party is promising to provide basic needs. Lagos is the sixth largest city in the world, and government officials acknowledge it lacks the infrastructure to support this massive population. Electricity is at its best sporadic. Fewer than 1% of residents have a flushing toilet. Human and industrial waste chokes the lagoons on which the city sits. Lagos used to be Nigeria's capital and remains the country's commerce and business hub. Despite the problems, thousands of Nigerians flock to the city every year in search of work and prosperity. With a population growth rate of around 6% a year, Lagos will be the third largest city in the world by 2015, according to government officials. Whoever wins Saturday's poll faces a formidable task, but many residents doubt whether any of them will be able to live up to their promises. During the rare hours when there is power, music plays from Chukwuma Udegoranya's tiny electrical shop in a bustling Lagos shopping district. Like the other young men hanging out in his shop, Ude Ogoranya has heard politicians' jingles on the radio, but he is not impressed by any of them.
In radio, we heard about them on the streets. We see their posters. We see many things about them, but they are all politicians, you know. They keep on promising and promising and promising and promising. Just promise, empty promises. They are Nigerian politicians.
Really? Have you heard these things before? These promises?
Since 1960, they've been promising. I will do this for you, I will do this for you. At the end of the day, they won't even do anything. They are not there for the, you know, for the masses, but they are there for, they are to enrich themselves. You can see.
Nigeria is a former British colony that gained independence in 1960. It operates a federal system of government, much like the United States. State governors have considerable powers and control spending on health and education. Each of Nigeria's states receives millions of dollars of revenue from the federal government each year, their share of the nation's vast oil earnings. But the average Nigerian derives little benefit from his country's wealth. According to the United Nations, most struggle to survive on less than $2 a day. Still, Lagos's aspiring governors say they know how voters suffer.
But we don't forget how we did suffer. No light, no house, no talk. Let's see what happens.
Up for grabs on Saturday are 36 state governor posts and hundreds of state legislators' seats. Voting stations open at 8 a.m. Results are expected within days. Crucial presidential elections are to follow on April 21st. They should mark Nigeria's first ever transfer of power from one civilian head of state to another. Sarah Simpson for VOA News, Lagos.